So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Department head reports, Parks Department.
Steve Beeman, Vincent's Parks. This past weekend at the pickleball courts, Jerry Smith, Smith Electric, was gracious enough to get LED lights, and they were installed. We had volunteers of Josh and Jamie Moore and Regina Blinn were out there. This will immensely help with the old lights that were there. These are going to be more energy efficient and more cost effective, so we would thank Jerry for doing that. That was done this weekend. And then this Saturday, we have our annual Touch-A-Truck at Greg Park from 10 to 1 p.m. This year, again, like last year, is being sponsored by Andrew Hines State Farm. There'll be face painting, music, popcorn, hot cider, and probably 25 to 30 vehicles. Great. Again, this is free to all ages, and it's Saturday, October 19th at Greg Park from 10 to 1 and the parking lot of Rainbow Beach. And that's all.
Police Department.
John McKinnon, Vincent's Police Department. Have to report that we've hired a new officer by the name of Ian McVeigh. He's in the audience here. This brings us to full staff of 38 officers. His badge number is 230. So he's starting his training procedure and such. We're trying to get him into the academy hopefully in January, but it's probably not looking good. They're full, both Plainfield and Evansville, so it'd probably be more toward the latter of summer. But be able to get his 40-hour in and start his FTO training and probably have that completed by the time he has to go.
Great. Welcome, Ian.
And real quick?
Yes, sir.
Trick-or-treat hours?
I'm sorry?
Trick-or-treat
hours. Oh, trick-or-treat, yeah. Terry had put out a suggestion. Let me...
I've got it if you want me to...
Yeah, if you don't care, sir.
October 30th and the 31st, 5:30 to 8:30.
Yes. Yes, sir. And then they have, what, Halloween Safe Stop stuff happening on Hart Street as well. I'm not sure when.
Is that Wednesday and Thursday? Is that what that is?
I'm not sure when that is.
Yeah, I think 31st is Thursday. So, yeah. Wednesday and Thursday. Great. Thanks, John. So I'll make a motion that we approve official trick-or-treat hours for the city of Vincennes to be 5:30 to 8:30 on October 30th and October 31st.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
City engineer?
We are nearing completion on Main Street. We have the surface layer of asphalt scheduled for October 23rd. They hope to get that done in one day. And then we have the, shortly after that, we'll have the 2019 CCMG taking place late October, early November for the rest of those streets that we have all the curb ramps and concrete patching and things like that done. So a lot of asphalt going to go down the next 3 weeks.
Great
deal.
And then Main Street will be, they'll stripe it and it'll be open.
Right, so it's scheduled for asphalt on the 23rd, striping on the 24th and 25th. I believe signs are already up. They started those last week. So yeah, at the end of the month, we should be done with Main Street.
Great. Looks really good, John.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Move to old business, Knox County Shriners Bucket Brigade, Mr. Matthews.
We missed you last week.
I know. Fell asleep.
You might pull that microphone down a little bit and say your name and address.
Don Matthews, 1410 Bayou. What we wanted is a bucket brigade, Hart Street and Sinclair. And to raise money for children and stuff like that, and that'd be first week in November.
Okay. Both days?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, just one day.
Just one day.
Just Saturday.
Just Saturday.
No, we couldn't handle
first
that.
First week in November. And then you have this and all that.
Huh?
You have the safety vests and things that you wear at the intersection.
We got that. We also got the insurance. She's got the paper on it. She made a copy of it.
Yeah, we got it.
I brought her in the insurance.
Sounds good. It's Washington Avenue in St. Clair. Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the Shriners' request for a bucket brigade at the intersection of Washington and St. Clair The first Saturday in November.
Yeah, Hart Street.
At 15th and Hart. And 15th.
Yeah, 15th and Hart.
Two locations.
Two locations.
Gotcha.
Okay, I'll second the motion.
Is that right, Grant?
That's right.
We got you.
Good enough.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, Ben.
Good luck.
Thanks, Don.
New business. Owner occupied rehab grant bid opening. SIDC, Jenny, here.
I do have a tab sheet. We had five contractors that were attended the pre-bid meeting that we make mandatory. I do know at least one of them, Hoover Construction, has decided not to bid, so I know they probably did not do anything.
This is K&K. First bid is for K&K Construction.
You want me to take a look through them?
Good thing we got a big table.
Okay. You want to see the other one too? That's the bid.
There were two of them, ma'am.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Okay, the first bid, and do we need the house number?
Yes.
V19-104 is for $35,090. And that's for K&K Construction. House V19-107 is $29,580. That's K&K Construction. And house number V19-110 is $39,960. And the last is house number V19-114 is $32,120. Just these two. Okay. And these bids are for Brock Anderson Construction, house number V19-104. $25,350. House number V19-105, $14,950. House number V19-106. $31,775. House number V19-110 $35,850. House number V19-111, $31,000. House number V19-112, $14,950. House number V19-113, $36,900. House number V19-114, $28,950.
We'll make a motion to take these bids under advisement.
I'll second the motion.
Any all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks.
Next is stop sign request, Douglas Cox.
My name is Douglas Cox. I live at 1909 Park Street, PA. RKE. The reason I'm requesting a stop sign to be put up in this location is there's three roadways that go between BU and the next stop sign that is a one-way street. These people, I've called the police department, I don't know how many times, I'm probably pretty sure that they're getting fed up with me calling as many times as I have called, but the thing of it is they speed up and down this road. I got a five-year-old child. And I've talked to my landlord about putting up a fence in our particular yard for the particular reason. And not only this, I got neighbors. At one point in time, I bet there was 30 kids that play in this alleyway by Mr. Steele's house. And I don't know if you all know Mr. Steele or not, but he's got a son that's handicapped. Mm-hmm. This boy rides up and down this road as well on a bicycle. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Steele said at one point in time there used to be a four-way stop sign there. Well, one particular morning when I was outside smoking a cigarette, I seen the school bus stop. I got it on video of where this car was coming southbound on this road going towards the college. And it had to literally jam on its brakes before it hit the school bus. The school bus is blaring the horn and everything else. I called the school and talked to a lady by the name of Amy. The next morning, they moved this particular bus stop that was stopped here down one by the school itself, which I'm kind of glad that they did that, because with as many kids that stood on that corner in the morning, one of them was bound to get hit. Mm-hmm. I talked to the lady here at the mayor's office about putting up a slow-moving sign for children. Because there's no indication that there's even children that live on this block. And she was ready to put the sign in, but due to me being a rental, I would have to go through my landlord to present this to him to make sure that it would be okay with him. Right. But at this present time, I don't see where a little bitty sign that's, right. You know, right. 18 inches is going to help matters with people that drive 40 mile an hour down this road. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Great.
Thanks.
Next is parking issue, Barry O'Brien.
Thank you for allocating a few minutes for me. I'd just like the City Board of Works to take into consideration, with all the construction going on at the Pantheon, it's running my business away from me because I've got a lot of handicapped people, can't get in there. They're in wheelchairs, they're in walkers. They look down the road and see all these vehicles and go, oh gosh, he's packed. When in reality, I don't have anybody down there. So I was wanting to know if I could get a dedicated sign for the barber shop. I know everybody wants a sign for their shop and stuff, but with all the construction going, it's just really cutting in. And I wouldn't even mind if they put something up until the construction's gone, because that whole Pantheon side, my side, I've only got maybe one or two. And without naming names, there's a few shops around there that women come into, and they park right in front of my barber shop for 2 hours. So I lose my spaces.
So really, in that half block, you're the only business that's right there on that?
There's actually two.
Oh, Attic Salt's on that side, though, are they? Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah, and so I went.
They're there before, okay.
I went through there this afternoon. There's only technically three spaces at 20 feet apiece on that side from Main Street. Mm-hmm. I looked down the street there, the church down the street at 5th and Bussarin. They've got 120 feet all the way to the alley. Mm-hmm. That's just for church parking. And they've got three handicap signs. And they're only there maybe one, maybe 2 days a week. Mm-hmm. I'm there 5 to 6 days right. a week. So, and I don't, you know, I don't want it plastered. You know, I've got, you know, but if they can maybe paint, what would help a big, if they paint on the pavement, three spots, you know, because people just pick here, they pick there, mm-hmm. and then they steal, you know, the parking spaces from everybody else. Oh, they've been excellent. Mr. Holt's been great, but what happens then is everybody else comes from the other business down there, and they park in our spots. Christie's got the same problem, and I think if they painted the spaces down, or maybe put one sign, a lot of people pull into my handicap sign that are, you know, have a handicap sticker, and then they go downtown somewhere. Mm-hmm. And when I came to the Board of Works and asked for a handicap sign for my business, you know, it's kind of difficult. I don't want to get in a pissing contest with people about, hey, that's sure. for my shop, you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if we could get something up on that, maybe for, you know, barbershop parking only. I mean, the handicap sign, I got people pull up there and they go, oh, I didn't see the sign. Well, it's blue and, you know, it's right there.
And we may see about doing
If we could do something.
Is, then what if Attic Salt comes and says they want three spaces or and the businesses down the street come and want them to get anywhere?
Yeah, I'm not asking for three. I'm just asking for maybe one or two.
Yeah.
We'll see about maybe doing a temporary one until while the construction's going.
That's fine. I'll work with that. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine. Because I didn't have a problem before, you know, the construction started.
Okay. So you don't need a motion there. You'll just take care of that. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Barry.
Appreciate it.
Next is 4-H enrollment banner, which Knox County Extension Office. And it looks like we've got everything.
It's what we like, Mitch.
I'm glad. Mitch Wagner with Purdue Extension. I'm just asking to hang two 4-H enrollment banners, want to go up on one on Hart Street and one on 2nd Street from December the 30th to January the 20th.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that we approve the hanging of banners on Hart Street and 2nd Street from December 30th to January 20th for a 4-H enrollment.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good luck.
Next is wide elimination.
I'm up here because a change order for the blight elimination. It's from Elite Environmental Mullins Supply tore the houses down, but before they could tear it down, they had to get it inspected for asbestos removal, and there was seven of them houses that had to be removed, and they came to $8,092.81. And in your packet, it gives you the address on each one of them, and also his bid prior to them having to abate the asbestos.
Right.
And each address should have seven of them.
Right.
The total amount's $8,092.81.
81 cents. Right. Yeah.
So that's what the change order is for.
Yeah.
All in the black money.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll make a motion to approve the city inspector's request for a change order in the amount of $8,092.81 for charges from Elite Environmental for asbestos removal.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, also, Clink Construction from Evansville, mm-hmm. they're going to be tearing down the elevator over on First Street, mm-hmm. and they want to get permission to close during working hours on First Street between probably Busserin and Broadway.
Okay.
And it'd just be during the work hours.
Right.
And so they're going to put a fence up to surround it, and they'll pull the fence back. And also, I think the 23rd is Wednesday. That's the farmer's market. Mm-hmm. And I think the next day on a Saturday is the 2nd of November. Mm-hmm. I don't know when. Is that?
I think that's the last.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're done by the end of
the 20th. But I'm going to ask Clink if they can
make sure it's open.
Open. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but those okay. would be after work hours anyway. Because they're going to work
yeah, but they're
Saturday,
an hour behind right? us too. So
huh?
They're an hour behind us, and they might
oh,
work.
Okay.
And I'll make sure that they're
okay.
opened up. And
for the asbestos.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve these city inspector's request to close First Street from Busserin to Broadway during the construction, I'm sorry, during the demolition of the First Street elevator during working hours.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
I mentioned is our large item drop off at Republic will be the 19th and the 26th. I think it starts at 8:30.
That's of October.
8 to 11:30, and it's for Vincent's residence home.
8 to 11:30.
The 19th and 26th
of October.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the Saturday and the following Sunday.
Gotcha. Okay.
So motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Great. Thank you all. We'll have the German kids here.